And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Say, Bob, how'd the big egg hunt and egg roll go at your huge estate yesterday?
Oh, it was terrible. I couldn't even make it out there.
Really? We had a nice time out at my place. We went hunting on the stream that runs just north.
Did you? Did you ever get that private pond filled in?
Yes, we filled that in last year, Bob. I have a lake now. We have 38 acres underwater.
Yeah.
Stocked with trout and beautiful.
Ellie, that must be beautiful, huh?
It really is, and it's something you should see. I hope if you get an opportunity, you'll come out sometime, Bob.
I certainly would like to see it, and as soon as I arrange to get the mosquito problem at my own estate cleaned up, I'd like to have you come out there, because, of course, we have the game preserve, which takes the place of our lake.
Beautiful,
huh? It sure is. And we have all of the neighborhood kids over, you know. They have a great time.
That's very sweet. Very sweet of you.
What do we have on tap for the program today? Looking over at the big blackboard, which lists our event.
Says the Bob and Ray newspaper is on the way. I wonder who in the audience or who on the staff knows anything about
it. I know about it, Ray.
Voice of Wally Ballou, who has won 2 Diction Awards over the past 17 or 18 years.
No, it's 17 Diction Awards over the past
what are the
10
two
or 12 years.
Two separate awards. I guess that was, what, the news coverage?
No, it was 2 separate awards in 1 year.
Oh. Well, anyway, what about the newspaper?
Newspaper's in the mail. Some people may already have received it. Others are due to receive it if they're on the mailing list.
And will they send CODE?
No, it's all paid for by you fellas, because you're generous.
What do you mean? Wait a second, Wally.
What do you mean it's paid for by you? Well, you're paying the postage, you're buying the paper, doing all the work connected with it. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't. I'm glad you arrived at that decision. Where were you yesterday? We were punting on the stream that runs north of my property. You know, I have 38 acres under...
I heard you telling your partner there about that.
Well, I thought you were coming out, Wally.
Well, I was covering the Census Bureau.
What kind of a cap did you get?
I have a tape. You're going to play it a little bit later.
Wonderful. What kind of a cap did you get for little boy Baloo for this Easter?
I got him a fedora.
Oh, they're nice. They're nice.
And some... new black shoes.
Well, I was going to ask you, Wally, do kids still get blisters on their heels, Easter, with their new shoes, or is that a...
Little boy Baloo did.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if that was a thing of the past. All right, well, it was
you didn't march in the Easter parade, huh? No, I didn't. I didn't even cover it. I think the Fiddly Quality Network covered it.
Wally?
Yeah?
Can it.
Right.
Bob and Ray have serious things to do. Now, drift.
Well, anyway, that newspaper is in the mail. That is for sure. And you can look for it.
Would we have a fanfare, Pierre, please?
Come on over here, Holly and Mel.
Bob and Ray semifinals here for the Bob and Ray, the junior Bob and Ray contest. And we have the 2 semifinalists, Howie Zamara.
Hiya.
And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mel DiGiacomo.
Hello.
And you two fellas are in line to take over the Junior Bob and Ray activities for this summer.
That's what we understand.
Yeah.
So we can go out to Ray's 38-acre estate, and you can go to the meat market openings and conduct the interviews for us.
Yes, and then Ray said something about maybe we could come out to his 38-acre lake.
Well, I think that's just so much big talk on his part, because...
Seemed serious when he said it.
Yes, he did, Mel.
Well, what are we going to do now in the competition, Bob?
We understand there's a certain test we have to go through.
Well, there is. There is a three-part test. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, the
Mel
first...
Mel DiGiacomo.
First part of the competition is impersonation, mimicry and voices, of which, of course, we are tops in our field. And we have a list of... imitations for you, or you can do your own. Do you have any, Mel, that you do particularly well?
Well, I think so. I'd like to do my Cary Grant.
Do your Cary Grant.
Good.
All right. Mel DiGiacomo, who is the contender for the Ray Award, the Junior Ray.
Yes. Judy. my impersonation of Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
Audience, please.
All right,
please.
Howie.
We don't have time for applause.
No, it will take
too
long.
You know as well as I do that that impersonation of Cary Grant was not worth.
All right, Howie. I think Howie should have his chance at impersonation.
All right, Howard Samara,
okay.
Who would possibly be the Bob, if you would.
That's
Howie.
What I'm trying for.
Swell.
I'll do the Ed Sullivan one.
Good.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a really, really big one.
Okay.
No applause.
All right, so much for the impersonations. What do we move on to next, Bob?
Part two is sense of humor, jokes. This, of course, probably is the strongest part of the test next to ad-libbing, which is part three, but jokes are, of course, important.
Okay, let's see. Why don't you and you two fellas team up now and try to do a...
Okay, I'll start.
Do a routine.
Okay, a clever routine.
Okay.
Hey, Mel, did you hear about the jerk that cut a hole in the rug?
What did he do that for?
To see the floor show.
Hey, did you read the book Over the Cliff by You Go First?
What's it about?
Well, I don't know. That's a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who?
What are you crying about?
What did Ron Wall do?
Right, I think that's enough of the humor department, Mel and Howie.
Yeah.
And the last part, of course, is the...
Sorry, Bob, we have too much time.
It's testing their ad-lib ability. We give them a hypothetical situation. They ad-lib their way out of it. You want to explain the situation to them?
Okay, now one of you fellows, let's say you...
Howie?
You'd be a bank clerk who has just been held up with a ray gun.
I got it.
By a man claiming to be from outer space.
Oh,
so he's from another planet.
Okay.
And,
What's Mel then?
Mel will be, I guess, the announcer interviewing him, right? Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm the bank clerk. I've just been held up.
Hey! I mean, hello, sir. I'm an announcer interviewing you.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, I'm an announcer interviewing you. I hear that you've been held up with a ray gun by a man... No, I hear you were held up with a man with a ray gun coming from outer space.
Yes, I was.
Oh, did he take any money from you?
Me? No.
Did he take any from the bank?
I don't know.
Bob?
Yeah.
You fellas, would you hold it just a second?
Yeah, sure.
Bob, step back here.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with
them? I think they stand there.
Are you going to be polite, or...
Well, I think for time purposes, we better just tell them we'll get in touch with them if we need them.
Why don't I do it, Bob? I can do it quickly and in a nice way.
Hey, Mel, I think they're going to give us their answer now. Here comes that nice of Mr. Golding.
You see the door, fellas, over there?
Yeah.
All right, the last one through there is going to be shot.
So we have the finalists, semifinalists anyway, in the Junior Bob and Ray contest, and we will know this summer who will be taking our place.
Time now for a thumbnail preview of one of CBS Radio's winning seven daytime dramas.
Tonight, we're letting the cat out of the bag just a little bit about tomorrow's episode in The Romance of Helen Trent.
Now, Helen was in rehearsal this afternoon for tomorrow's broadcast. We were lucky enough to get our hands on a tape recording of a portion of it. Are you ready to roll the tape?
Okay. The following is a simulated, pre-recorded dramatization.
Yes?
Helen, I've just got to see you to talk to you again. I didn't...
Helen lives next door, young man.
What was all the applause for?
I don't know. Must have been a spontaneous outburst from the studio crew, I guess.
At any rate, don't miss The Romance of Helen Trent, along with all of CBS Radio's winning seven daytime dramas tomorrow.
I personally wouldn't for all tea in China.
What does that mean?
I don't know, just an expression. Let's see.
Wally mentioned.
Oh, right. I'm just looking at my schedule. Wally Ballou is this a tape?
Yeah, he made it in Washington yesterday, covering the activities where they compile the census figures, which now, of course, are coming in and are being tabulated so that we may get the most up-to-date counting of our population. So if you're ready with the tape for Zero Torture, let's roll it.
This is Radio's Wally Ballou speaking from headquarters, where the figures in the 1960 census are pouring
all
in.
Right. Good, thank you.
There's a beehive of activity here, and I'm just going to check with one of the under supervisors who is. Something's going up on the big tote board now. Could you tell us where that figure came from?
That one man came from Pittsburgh, Massachusetts. These are people that who didn't sleep anywhere the night of March 31st, and we haven't been able to pin them down anywhere.
I see,
and
it's kind of part of the floating population in a way.
That's right. They're slowly drifting in now.
I think the phone is... There's the phone, and that must mean some more figures coming in, a more up-to-date, accurate survey.
Yes.
And Mr. Johnson is answering now.
Uh-huh. One man. Well, we don't care about animals. Uh-huh. All right. Put up another man, please.
Now, there goes another figure into the big extrapolator machine.
That man.
And of course, the total result.
Chester, Pennsylvania.
You found another person in Chester, Pennsylvania. I think there's another call coming in there, Mr. Johnson.
Hello, this is the census. Who? Yeah, it's for you, Mr. Ballou.
Oh, hello? Wally Ballou here. I'm,
Wally?
Yeah.
This is Ray.
Hi, Ray.
What kind of an idiotic tape is this?
What's that?
I mean, it's nonsense.
Well, the figures are coming in.
If you think that we're going to set aside 2 or 3 minutes of expensive
Johnson,
network radio...
I sense trouble here. I think I'm going to be leaving.
Say, put up another man, or we found another man.
Well, you
a
see...
A total of 2 men out of a population exceeding 180 million. Let me quickly assure you, Ballou, that you're way off base.
Well, maybe you think Kent Lyle Burnley could have done a better job...
Yeah, that's another woman. Put woman, will you, Louise? That's one woman.
Well, we've accounted for 5 people anyway during this broadcast. And from Washington, our nation's capital, this is Radio's Wally Ballou returning it to
you have,
New York.
It's too bad I called him. And
I think you threw him off.
Wally? Elijah, were you upset? Do you get upset when I call you like that?
No, I am prepared after all these years of radio to be ready for anything, to take them in stride, more or less.
But you can realize now, we were listening, of course, to
I could tell by the expressions on your faces here while I sat here listening to myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you listen to it now, did you
I
agree
could
with
see
that?
A lot of things I could have done better on it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is always the way if you look back at something you recorded.
Sure.
Huh?
That's right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'm looking at the clock to see how much time we have here.
Well, we don't have time for you, Natalie, attired, but we would like to have you stay.
Well, that's a fine kettle of bilious ale.
Well, it just happens to us.
All right, Eddie, give it a drink.
It happens to us quite often that we just.
I said, give it a drink.
Okay. One bang.
You call me that again, you're going to be in trouble. I don't know if you've ever met my brother. But he'd be pleased.
No.
I'm not talking to you.
No.
Have me come in here all the way. I have 2 big festivals I'm appearing at this week.
Music festivals?
Yes. I'm up at the Grange Hall in Wark Hill, New York, the 23rd, and then I'm over at the artillery room of the General Wilford Davisher Hotel in Strasbourg, the 24th.
Well, I'm
think
sorry.
I got time to come here.
Sorry, we didn't have time to get to your number, but maybe tomorrow, if you could make it, we'll work it out.
I wouldn't bet on it.
And we'll be back with our parting words in just 10 seconds. So what are those parting words? Do you have them?
I don't. So let's just say so long. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get bored.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Our man Godfrey rendezvous with Jack Benny in Tokyo on Arthur Godfrey Time tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.